Every year we celebrate Chinese New Year. Sometimes we go to Suriname in South America. At 7 a.m., I wake up and get the car loaded with my baggage. At 9:30, we leave for the airport. We get to the airport when it's cold and musty outside. I sleep the whole airplane ride, and when we get off, the air is hot and humid, the opposite of Seattle. My Uncle Steve picks us up, and we ride to his house, which is 1 hour and 15 minutes away. When we get there, Steve goes out to pick up some curry chicken, potatoes, and bread for dinner. We stay there for about a week, going around and getting used to the place. On the day of Chinese New Year, me and my two cousins, Kevin and Darian, walk to the store and buy ingredients for dinner. We go home and watch the parents start dinner. At 4 p.m., we go to the middle of town and watch people set off the loud, non-colorful fireworks. One of the fireworks is a big, long string with mini dynamite sticks attached to it. On the way home, we stop at some nearby shops to buy fireworks. The three of us pick the biggest and most dangerous-looking firework we can find. It looks like a big tube filled with something to make it go boom with bright colors. It has a pointed tip and a stick that goes into the ground for a stand. It has a long fuse at the end for lighting. We walk back with the fireworks to Uncle Steve's house. When we get back, we can smell the scrumdiddlyumptious curry chicken that is so soft it falls off the bone and is bubbling to the brim. When the dinner is done, we all eat outside watching other neighbors setting off fireworks. Then at 11:50 p.m., we set up the fireworks. On the road, me and Kevin and Darian light them and run away. All the fireworks are different colors and some go higher than others. We eat dessert as my aunt sets off fireworks. Then we stay the night at our uncle's house. When we wake up in the morning, we can still smell the smoke and it kind of hurts in our throats, but it was worth it. We stay at their house a few more days, and then we take a plane back to Seattle.